This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit.
Oh, of course. The dude from Toy Story. And oh my goodness, who's that?
Spring's in the air, and I'm a flower with nothing interesting to say.
Ah!
A bee!
I am a cute little bumblebee! Ah! Here I come!
Yes, the guys from the movie A Bug's Life. And wait, here's a new one.
My name's Mater.
Mater?
Yeah, like tomato, but without the tuh.
From the new Pixar movie Cars. And we're also joined by the man who directed all these films and gave life to all these on-screen characters, John Lasseter. Welcome to our program.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. Now, before we begin, a bit of background. John Lasseter is widely credited as the creative genius behind Pixar Studios. He's revolutionized computer-generated animation with a string of box office hits. After directing A Bug's Life and Toy Story 1 and 2, he executive produced Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, and The Incredibles. He returns to the director's chair for this new Pixar film, Cars. So, John Lasseter, what does it mean to direct an animated film? I imagine you don't exactly hold a bullhorn and sit in the director's chair and yell, cut.
Well, you could do that, but no one would listen to you. A director on an animated film is really involved from the very beginning to the very end. So they will help write the story, and they oversee every single aspect. Animation by nature is making a movie frame by frame, and we really do that here.
Frame by frame, and I understand that every frame takes 17 hours. 17 hours.
That's on average.
So it can even take longer than that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we brought the computers to their knees here at Pixar. The lights of the Bay Area were dimming when we were rendering this film. Trust me on that.
Don't dare run the air conditioning.
Yeah, oh, you couldn't do that.
Now, we should say a little bit about this film. Cars tells the story of a hotshot rookie race car, little red car, who discovers love and a few life lessons when he winds up stranded in a little town called Radiator Springs. It's a dying little town along old Route 66. Now, for someone who grew up in a household where your father ran the parts department at the local Chevy dealership, was a film like this simply irresistible?
I have always loved cars, and I've always loved cartoons, and so it's like really putting the two loves of my life together. And I always look at cars, and I see personalities in the types of cars they are. And sometimes, you know, when you're driving in stop-and-go traffic, I look at the drivers, and kind of the car and the driver become one, and it becomes this interesting personality. And that's where a lot of this kind of research comes from, is from pure observation.
So when you created the character Lightning McQueen, did you have a specific person in mind?
Yeah, kind of myself, in a way. This is a very personal story for me, because I had been working nonstop through the 90s, directing Toy Story, A Bug's Life, and Toy Story 2 back-to-back. During this time, I had four of my five sons, too. And my wife, towards the end of the 90s, she was saying, be careful, one day you're going to wake up, your kids will have gone off to college, and you will have missed it. And so I took the summer off right after finishing Toy Story 2. We got a big motorhome, loaded the family in it, and we took 2 months, the whole summer, traveling around the U.S. And it was a big eye-opening experience for me. I learned that the journey in life is a reward. It's about living every day to its fullest. I came back from that journey, and I knew that's what I want this movie about cars to be about.
Let's listen to a clip from the film. This is a scene where Lightning McQueen, voiced by the actor Owen Wilson, is speaking with Luigi, who's voiced by the actor Tony Shalhoub.
I have followed the racing my entire life, my whole life.
Then you know who I am. I'm Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen?
Yes, yes.
I must scream into the world my excitement from the top of someplace very high. Do you know many Ferraris?
No. They race on the European circuit. I'm in the Piston Cup. What?
Luigi follow only the Ferraris.
And he drives off. I have nothing else to say to you.
Yeah, that was so great. Tom Hanks always said, who did the voice of Woody the Cowboy in the Toy Story films, he said it's the hardest acting job he's ever done because it's all internal. It's all in the talent of the actor to bring it to life, to be natural. And Tony Shalhoub acted from the tip of his toes to the top of his head. He was jumping all over the place. And when you see the character Luigi, who's a little Fiat 500, he is jumping all over his suspension. It's so excited. And that comes straight from Tony Shalhoub.
The photorealism in this film is amazing. The way that these cars literally glisten. It looks like you're actually looking at film, not computer-generated animation. And just wondering if we're sort of pushing the envelope to the point of changing the cinematic structure here. If cartoons are really all about fantasy, if animation starts to look so much like film, are you actually leaving the realm of fantasy?
Well, our cars talk. Our toys talk. Our bugs talk. You know, it's like one of the things that I love is that in every Pixar film, every frame of film the audience is looking at, they know this is a cartoon. They know this isn't real, right? Because of the subject matter, the characters, the stories. But then what I love about our medium of computer animation is that the tools can create photorealistic-looking images. And so I love to put this photorealistic quality on this absolutely fantasy worlds. And I think that's part of the charm of these films.
With everything that you can do with computer-generated animation, are there still limitations, still things that you can't quite pull off yet?
Absolutely. A simple rule of thumb. The more organic something is in the way it looks or the way it moves, the harder it is to do with a computer. The computer is, you know, likes things to be perfectly geometric, perfectly clean. It could do that really easily. But the more you make it look like something that we see in our world, the harder it is to do. What's exciting is that the computer is our tool. And we know how every year there's a faster computer with more memory. The medium is continuing to grow, and the computers don't make anything themselves. It's artists do using computers, but the tool is fantastic.
Well, it's been great talking to you, John. Thanks so much. Now, I'm in Washington, D.C. You're in California, but let me guess. Are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
You bet. I wear one every day.
That's John Lasseter, director of the new Pixar movie Cars, which opens tomorrow. You can watch the trailer at our website, NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.